in the grocery store and people are letting their kids, like, play with all the food and stuff and dropping it, and then they put it back on the shelf.
Oh.
You're walking around and you see this kid chewing on this can, the label's half off, and the woman just sticks it back on a shelf wherever she wants to put it.
Have you heard my theory before about a new grocery store or my idea for a new grocery store?
No, I haven't.
Jerianne, have I told you this?
No.
I think there should be a grocery store that's designated for people with kids. People with kids only to go to, right?
Yeah. And, I have a kid, but he doesn't chew on the stuff when we're in the store. He has his own toys.
I don't know. I think we need to, if we're going to segregate one, we've got to segregate all on this.
Well, they pick up the binky off the floor and lick it off and stick it in the mouth again.
Oh. The mom licks it off, or the kid does? Does the mom lick it off, or does the kid?
The mom does, and then she puts it in his mouth.
Dude, that's... Oh, my gosh.
Is this just one particular parent that you saw, or what?
I've seen it done, like, several times. My mom used to do it, too, and I always thought it was gross.
Oh, good Lord.
If that's what you have to do when you're a parent, then I'm not having kids.
What grocery store you shop at?
Huh?
What grocery store you go to?
I've seen it done in Walmart.
In Walmart?
Yeah.
You're going to see all types there, for sure.
Yeah.
That's gross. Thanks.
Yep.
Have a good one, all right?
You too. Thank you.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Free for all Friday. Got some?
Oh, I was just wondering, do you guys spend a lot of time on the internet?
I spend a fair amount of time on there.
Yeah.
Do you ever have, like, withdrawal symptoms when you're not on it?
I tell you what, the other day my Gmail went down.
Yeah.
And it went down and I couldn't check. And I was like, okay, I'll go to sleep. When I get back up, surely it'll be back up. And it was still down when I got up. And that was killing me. So, yeah, I guess there are times when I need to get a little fix, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm addicted to it, and I think they need to have, like, an Internet Anonymous or something.
Yeah, they could probably go. I wouldn't be surprised if some of the bigger cities have something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
I wouldn't be surprised either.
Yeah, they talked about, there's been several articles and studies on Internet addiction, like people who do suffer emotional loss when they're taken away from the Internet for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
And I never really had a problem until I got on dig.com. That place rules my world now. I must learn new information. Must learn new information. You know, so, yeah, there. I have my moments. I can't go very long without checking something on there. But, you know, I've recognized the problem. At least I'm not in denial of it.
That's the first step.
And we can go from there.
Yeah. I don't know. They should start something like that. If they did have an Internet Anonymous, I would have to go.
Which?
Yeah.
What's your main problem? What are your main sites?
I go to the Fallout Boy message board.
Yeah.
And I can be on there for hours. If I don't go on there at least once a day, I have problems.
Yeah, Jerry Ann started giving me crap yesterday because I was on a Lost message board, you know, trying to find more people who had seen Lost and were talking about it. And I recognize that if I stay on that too long, I'll get too obsessed with what other people are saying and what they noticed in the episode and stuff like that. So there are certain things that can get me bad.
Yeah.
But I've gotten better. I have. Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, all right?
Uh-huh.
Have a good one.
Bye. You too.
Hey there, you got something for free for all Friday?
So I can talk about anything I want.
You know the rules, Rob. What you got?
All right. It's something that's been bothering me for a long time. All right, guys, we get morning wood every morning because we got to go to the bath. We got to take a leak.
The two have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't, man. It just so happens that you've been sleeping all night long and you have to use the restroom. A lot of people think that means... Otherwise, you'd, pop one every time you had to go use the restroom. Do you do that every time you have to go to the restroom throughout the day?
Well,
you pitch a little tent there?
I do.
Well, you're a different species, so...
Oh.
I was just curious, what do girls get? They like puffy taco, or...
Oh, God! Get out of here!
I'm gone.
See you, man.
Later.
Hey there, you got something for free for all Friday?
Yeah, I got a funny story that happened this week.
Cool. Go ahead.
I work in construction, and we're at this job site, me and a buddy of mine, and we're upstairs in this apartment complex putting some product upstairs for the construction guys to get a hold of.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to use the bathroom really, really bad. So I found a pipe, and I was like, well, I didn't want to walk all the way across over to the port-a-john. So I kind of got out of the way, and I found this pipe going into the floor.
Yeah.
From the first floor to the second floor. So I'm standing there, and I'm relieving myself and, you know, feeling much better. And halfway through it, my buddy goes, dude, that pipe's not hooked up.
Oh,
I can hear
God.
It leaking downstairs. Right at that moment, two plumbers walk in.
Oh,
And it almost went right all over them.
Man.
Because it was, like, right by the door. We got, like, really, really quiet. Like, they wouldn't know someone was up there, you know? They never did say anything. I think they didn't want to admit that they almost got pissed on. But,
yeah. Who would? But,
yeah, exactly.
Nicely done, but, man. Good story.
Thank you.
Anytime
thank you.
Someone almost gets peed on, we gotta hear it. So,
yeah.
So it was one of those classic moments. So I had a cup of Mountain Dew that I set on the toilet or on the area set right by there where the pipe was.
Yeah.
That way, if they did come up, I could say, "Well, I accidentally knocked my Mountain Dew over."
There you go. And Mountain Dew now comes in smell and flavor. So
exactly. If you're gonna smell what just landed on you, you got issues.